last year, about 50 million Americans lived in a household that was defined as food insecure, meaning that at some point in the year, they didn't know exactly where the food would be coming from for next week's meals or perhaps tonight's meals.
Dr. Nick Brown is the director of the Office for Campus Sustainability at the University of Arkansas. The office, in partnership with other campus organizations, is hosting a lunch this Friday to mark the end of the University of Arkansas's fourth annual food drive.
For the past 4 years, we've held food drives in conjunction with World Food Day, which is a program of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. World Food Day will be observed on October 16th this year. That's a Sunday, and we'll observe this on campus on Friday, October 14th. To bring the issue to life, the Office for Campus Sustainability is, and many partners on campus and off campus across Northwest Arkansas manage food collection boxes. So we have about 20 or 22 boxes out across the region, and we'll collect food that will eventually be distributed to our Full Circle food pantry on our campus and to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank.
All donated food items will be matched on a 10-to-1 basis up to 60,000 pounds by Tyson Foods, the event's main sponsor. Dr. Brown says, due to the consistent efforts of campus organizations and partners, the drive will collect over 100,000 pounds of donated food items. The Friday lunch will mark the culmination of the food drive and the celebration of World Food Day, which is on October 16th. It'll be a langar lunch, a tradition initiated by the Sikh religion that originated in India.
The Sikhs provide a langar lunch. Langar is Punjabi for free kitchen. It's not a soup kitchen, and it doesn't only serve poor people. It serves anyone and everyone who wants to come in to have lunch. The lunches are vegetarian, not for some purpose that the Sikhs have per se, but they've determined that vegetarian meals are by far the most inclusive. So whoever you are when you come in, the typical staples are rice, beans or lentils, flatbread, whatever vegetables local farmers and other contributors may have contributed to the kitchen, and typically just water.
According to Dr. Nick Brown, the first langar lunch on the U of A campus was hosted 4 years ago by the Sam M. Walton College of Business's Applied Sustainability Center. He says it is a way for the privileged members of society to empathize with the lesser fortunate who don't have enough to eat. The event will also feature Ed Nicholson, the Director of Community Relations for Tyson Foods, and Julia Lyon, Student Manager for the Full Circle Campus Food Pantry, as guest speakers. On being asked how people can help, Dr. Brown had this to add.
The Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, which services over 100 food pantries in our region, distributed about 2,500 tons of food last year alone, and they serve thousands of families and households in our area. So it is a local problem as well as one that is a global problem. For example, among their clients, over 40% reported that they really have to choose between paying for food and paying for utilities or for heating. They have to choose between paying for food or for medical care. So it is a problem that we have right here in our community, and being aware of it is certainly the first step. And secondly, there are food pantries in many neighborhoods in Fayetteville and beyond, and you can contribute food items to the pantry.
The langar lunch will be hosted for the U of A campus community members at noon this Friday in the Arkansas Union Room 507. It is free and will be vegetarian, keeping in line with the true langar lunch spirit. To RSVP, email Dr. Nick Brown at nick.brown@uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.